Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. This is I Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you today because more people are concerned about money now than ever before. And a lot to cover. Hit the like button, subscribe to the channel. And today we have a sponsor, Patriot Gold, and I will cover them in a little bit. First things first, guys. New Year's resolutions, we all make them. I'm going to change. I'm going to get myself in better shape. I am going to get a better job. I'm going to make more money. And 2025 is here. And this is wild, guys, because this is the first year ever, 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 ever that more people were concerned about their finances than they were about their health. What does that mean? There were a larger percentage of people that made New Year's resolutions for money right now. And this is crazy. Guys, I am at the M Casino, which is absolutely beautiful. But this is their, what they call their stadium pool. That right there is a screen. When they have like musical acts, they get everybody out here, and you can, the summertime, spring, you can sit out here in the pool and watch the musical acts perform, and they've got all the list of everybody. This is the hotel that the Las Vegas Raiders stay at, and they practice here, and they've got restaurants named after the Raiders, but just a cool, cool place to be out here by yourself. But think about this. All these different sites that follow money did a survey. What is your New Year's resolution? You guys, forever it's I'm going to lose weight. Not this year. 2025 is the year of making more money. 2025 is the year that people are saying enough is enough. I want to get out of debt. I want to live a more frugal lifestyle, be happier with my income. That is crazy, guys, that it's like this right now. I mean, you guys think about this. People are tired of being broke. People are tired of being in debt. So they're going to fix their finances. I mean, I think that this is just fantastic news. I really am excited about this because I'm telling you, I try to get people, this is what I try to motivate people to, is that you can change your life. You can learn new things. Doesn't matter how old you are. Doesn't matter how you were raised. Doesn't matter your education. You can make more money and you can live a better life. You just need to get out of debt. So, second thing was fitness. People want to get themselves healthier, and the gym memberships this week will go off the chart. And if you want to get a gym membership, they'll be cheaper than ever this week. And 20% of the people that schedule these resolutions quit within 2 weeks. By the middle of January, they will be done. But the thing about the finances, guys, I'm telling you, you want freedom? Go out and make more money. There is something that you know that people will pay for. And it's funny. I just, talked to my son. He flew back east. It's freezing there, and he talked about how much he enjoyed the trip out. But one thing that I reminded him of is in 2018 for my birthday's in February, he bought me an iPad in 2018, saved his money and got it for me. And I thought, this is really cool, okay? But I'm going to do this. I'm not just going to watch cat videos and hang out. I'm going to use this iPad for knowledge and to improve my business. And if I use this tool to do that, I think it would make a huge difference in my life. And it did. Now, the iPad, it's almost 7 years old now. It is full. The memory's full. I mean, I went to the Apple store when I got my phone fixed and said, "Hey, how can I keep this?" And I told them the sentimental value of this iPad. And they're like, "Listen, I'm sorry. You can delete things, get rid of things, change this, change that. But you're pretty much stuck with the age of the technology." And he bought me one with a big memory and all that stuff. It has tons of videos. And it's backed up, and it's backed up online. But eventually, they fill up. I mean, Steve Jobs, is laughing right now still because he invented something that wears out, and we run out of, I mean, as far as you need a new one, as far as what he did, which was absolutely genius. But that iPad represents a lot of stuff because I used it for everything. I used it from everything from cooking. I used it to everything from my event business. I used it to how to write a book, how to sell things online, and how to make more money doing this. And I'm telling you, knowledge. You want to learn anything, You want to learn to fix your car? You know, something happens and a warning light comes on in my car. Is this serious or is it not the serious one? I learned all that stuff and I bought the little adapter I can plug in. Oh, this is nothing. Click. I'm not taking it in for this. Things like that saved me an absolute fortune, thousands of dollars in those 7 years. And the problem with it is that in this economy, we are giving up too easily and too quickly. We forget about, you know, let's just put it off. Let's put it off. Let's put it off. And that's not the way to deal with anything. You've got to deal with it. You know, if you have a health ailment, you have a toothache, anything like that, you need to go out and you need to deal with it and make sure it's not serious, because you will have a more serious problem later on. And as we get older and the engine breaks, you've got that problem. So anyways, this is very exciting. Use this time to make yourself better all the way around. It's a beautiful hotel. Guys, this is basically the first major hotel you come to when you drive down the 15 freeway. This is the first hotel you come to that, and it's outside the city. Now, a lot going on here in Las Vegas right now, and you guys have seen the news, and I'll cover that in a separate video. But use this time, guys, to fix everything. People are getting swallowed up by credit card debt, and it is horrible, and it is horrific. And I have been there, guys, and it's like, hey, how much room do I have on my credit card? Okay, I got $138 I can go buy food on. And I would go to stores and sit there with a calculator, count it, okay, I'm at 124 well, plus tax. Okay, they don't tax this stuff, they tax this stuff. Oh, I'm at 131, you know, and I've been that tight, guys. I absolutely have. And it is a horrific way to live. And I would laugh and I would sit there and go, oh, wow, I made it through this and it's no big deal. It is a big deal, guys. Get yourself out of debt. But as we go through 2025, getting the finances better, getting out of debt. I think it's funny how they say improving your finances and getting out of debt. I think it's all the same, because you want a better job, you want to make more money. We all want the same thing. But what you have to do is you have to be able to erase the debt. You need to be able to sleep at night and have the peace of mind. I'm telling you, getting out of debt is the greatest thing that you can possibly do. It really is. It will give you health. It will give you peace of mind. You will sleep better. And that is the biggest problem, is that so many people don't sleep. I mean, I get people that write me all the time and talk about how, you know, the worry of money and the worry of their jobs is just consuming them. And that will make you sicker, guys. It really will. So it's very exciting. Get a better shot of this for you too. But just a really cool, luxurious spot. Oh yeah, go out there. You can't go in the water. Oh, okay. It's like 48 degrees. Oh yeah, okay, I won't swim. Thank you, you know. But I love studies like this, guys, and it's a trend change. Most people think when they were surveyed that 2025 is going to be a better year for us for money. There's going to be more opportunities, there's going to be better jobs, better pay. Now, when you think about these remote jobs, I mean, I know people that make a lot of money and work remotely. They're getting rid of that all over in every industry because they want us to show up. They want to see our face, and they don't want it to be that we just, you know, work when we want. They want to be watched. They want the value of the check that they write us. They want it so that they know that they're getting their money's worth. Okay? Let me know what you think about this so far. Let's talk about our sponsor, Patriot Gold Group. 2025 has brought Patriot Gold Group back to I allegedly, and I couldn't be more thrilled. One thing about this company that absolutely blew me away, and I learned this the last time that the CEO, Jack Haney, was on with our interview, was that they have done $2 billion in purchases for customers. That is wild. It's a big company, guys. You need to talk to Patriot Gold today. Get yourself in precious metals in 2025. Start with number one rated. Call them, 888-330-1431. Ask questions, guys. Find out how simple it is to buy gold and silver and get it into your life so you can save some money and hedge you know, with this economy that's going to be tumultuous. Let's face it, guys. We know that there's going to be challenges. So, best thing, IRAs, 401ks backed by precious metals, IRAs that are no fee for life and qualifying rollovers. Unbelievable, guys. Contact number one rated Patriot Gold Group today. If you do not want to call, use the link below and they will send out a free investor guide. It's absolutely no obligation, but contact them today. 2025, the year of big changes for all of us. Contact Patriot Gold Group today. I love this one because this is a heck of a problem to have. Imagine you're over 50 years old. They did a survey on this and you have all these people that have basically saved a lot of money for their retirement, but they are feeling broke right now. Now, when you hear about states, and there's a great story below about how there's so many houses for sale that will go unsold, some of these people will just say, you know what? We bought the house 2 years ago. We thought it was going to go up. It's going to walk away. You're going to see that like you've never seen before. But there's a tremendous amount of people that are older that have saved for retirement and don't want to spend any money. They're the unretired because they're so worried about, you know, outliving their money. And I'm like, God, that's horrific, guys. That's not being retired. That is living, you know, it's like being in jail. You know, it really is. It's a financial jail right now. Now, you were about to see, you know, the dam break, they say, for credit card debt, and that we're going to see it be worse than we could have ever imagined when it starts to compound and the people start to not pay and it cascades into a, you know, debt collection and into charge-offs and all these problems that we're going to have in 2025. You haven't seen anything yet. You have to have an emergency fund, guys, moving forward. Just make it a priority, guys. Make sure you have money for a rainy day. The car breaks down. You get a toothache. I'm telling you, something happens because it inevitably does because it's life and life isn't smooth. You're going to get a flat tire. It's going to happen. So with that, you need to be prepared to, you know, pay for it somehow. And living, you know, with overextended credit cards, that's not a way to do it. And these are people, think about this, that have no debt. And they still feel that they don't have enough money in their retirement to protect themselves. That's horrific, guys. It's wild to think about. So the new retirement is not retiring. I talk to so many people that are older, that like to work, that like to be around people, and they get jobs. You know, it's funny. I go to certain businesses and I think, man, if I was older, this would be a cool job to have. A friend of mine, Wade, is wants to be an usher at the baseball games. And I'm like, that would be fun. Wouldn't that be great to go and see concerts and everything like that? So I think that's the new retirement, guys. I really do. I think you're going to see a lot of people hang out longer, not because they're broke, because they don't want to not do anything. So let me know what you think about this. There's a little bit more to cover. And I love being out of places like this when I'm not supposed to be here. So let me know what you think so far. Just a few things to finish this video. I want to remind you guys that we have a private channel called I Allegedly Live, and you can sign up at iallegedly.tv or use the link below. I absolutely love doing this. We have so many people that have signed up for this. It's incredible. Check it out today. Plus, I also made you guys a holiday, a quick little video to thank you guys. And I want to share that with you. I did it shared it on a short, and a lot of people saw that. But take a look at the full video here. Okay, I do clean up pretty well. So, great New Year's fun, festivities, Las Vegas, dinner, it was great. Couple things to finish this video. Ford has just recalled 300,000 F-150 trucks because of faulty fuel pump. That's great. That's unbelievable. 300,000, guys, because of potential fire, fuel leakage, fun stuff like that. It's terrible, guys. You know, the recalls are necessary, and I understand that, but it's a lot of cars, guys. There's 300,000 cars. So if you own a Ford F-150 and you're part of the recall, let me know. I'm just curious. And final story, which is unbelievable, is they're going to get away with certification testing for teachers for competency. Okay? In other words, you could become a teacher in the state of New Jersey and not have to pass a reading, math, test. Okay? Social studies. No. We are going to do away with this. You can just teach, get in front of the kids and do your thing. Phil Murphy is the governor there, and he's an imbecile. Okay? Again, Jersey. I have a lot of people from Jersey. Do you guys know? No. You don't want your dentist not to, hey, I got a bitchin' set of tools. Let me work on your mouth. You know what I mean? No. You want competency for our teachers. You just don't want tenure. You just don't want to be paying these people. We all had teachers, no matter how old we are. Wow, Mr. Jenkins was just incompetent and just was doing it, going through the motions with us. Bad enough. But the youth of today needs guidance. The youth of today needs to have teachers that are competent and want that job. So don't have your kids grow up in New Jersey and go to public schools. That's all I got to say. Feel free to share your thoughts on that one. You can email me at hello@iallegedly.com. It is going to be an amazing year, guys. A lot of cool stuff getting announced, and I am thrilled to be sharing it with you and cannot wait to show you all the exciting stuff. Okay? So winners will be announced soon. Stay tuned, and onward and upward, guys. I will see you soon. Make it your best year ever.